All right, so this is our entrepreneur segment. It is sponsored by WinTrust Financial. How does a business typically form and develop? You start with an idea, you get funding, you do market research, maybe you look for a building, you look for partners, and hopefully it leads to success and profitability. Well, how about this? Let's talk about going from already being profitable into a whole new direction. This is the story of a business that follows a very different kind of linear path. Jimmy Allen is, let me read you from his LinkedIn profile. It states, and this is a quote, "As a 10-year-old kid growing up in Ohio's housing projects, Jimmy Allen had vision. That vision would one day give him access to presidents in Washington, scientists in Dubai, and priests in Tibet. That vision would lead him to build businesses, develop innovative media strategies, and create a new way of community. He is currently developing a co-working space called Gravity Building." Jimmy, how are you?
Really good, Bill.
Isn't this fun?
Yeah, this is awesome.
And you just
told
me you're trying to create an internet-based radio station modeled after this Allstate Showcase studio, in effect.
Yeah. The Gravity Building's a 17,000-square-foot facility, but we've had an internet radio station earmarked for the front window. You know, we've been thinking about that for a long time because it's the access to internet is amazing, you know,
it's and growing just, fast, and that's your whole business career has been based on
everything on the internet. If it wasn't for Apple and the internet, I don't think I would be doing what I'm doing.
You'd be doing something else, probably being very successful too, because you are that American-born entrepreneur type. So let me ask you about that before we talk about this building, which isn't, by the way, in downtown Aurora. Tell us about you. What were the steps along the way that brought you from this kid in subsidized housing in a town in Ohio to Africa, to the White House, to leave college to go and make a successful living on the internet, to this 100-year-old building in Aurora that you project will generate tens of millions of dollars in local development?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think the big idea here is I'm extremely right brain. I grew up in an environment
that
where
means what? You're
right brain divergent is a way of thinking that isn't
you're
sort
the
of
out of
linear.
The box guy.
Out of the box. Live outside the box. Love to look back into the box and help people that are in the box thinking.
Break free.
Get out maybe or just put some ideas together. But so I grew up with a single parent with my mom, and I think with that environment, you know, it was safe to go outside. I had a motorcycle, I had the woods. I could play.
What was your first motorcycle? I have had several.
XR80, four-stroke XR80. I love that.
What
bike.
Was the displacement?
It's a
the CCs.
Yeah, it was an 80cc.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, yeah it was
small.
A Honda. Yeah, it was a small bike. I mean, I was only 10.
Okay,
but
okay,
I dug
that
helmet out of a box in my garage the other day, and it. I mean, that was the best time in my life. That was the freedom that I really enjoy. So that has inspired me, you know, and then. When I got a hold of a camera, it was really around that time too. I didn't realize what that meant, but when I got into college and was using camera as a tool, it took me, I literally was walking in Africa along the ocean and I heard a voice say, this is your ticket. This camera will take you places. And it has. That's probably one of the best tools that I've used, but it's a profound communication tool. You can show people something that, well, they couldn't be there.
How did you happen to be in Africa?
I had a theater professor at Miami University looking for a botany student. I was a botany student at the time to go to Africa with his theater students and tell them about the, you know, the plants. And then he allowed me to stay behind with an open-ended
ticket.
Were you
that good to go to another continent where they have a whole different flora?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. The cool thing of that is that, you know, I dig kind of how Linnaeus took the idea of plants and stuff and made a system out of it. And so part of even where I'm at today is like recreating a system, thinking about how business can be
so
be
while
thought
you're
of
this, this free form out of the box guy, you also it sounds like structure.
Mm-hmm. Well, we exist in structures, so that's the challenge. My challenge is the structure that we exist in, and then looking ahead and thinking, well, what structure are we going to exist in when the 20-year-olds that are coming up, when they're running the show, what's the structure going to look like? It's not going to look like the baby boomer structure.
It's ever evolving, isn't it?
Oh, it is. But it's fast. It's really quickly evolving now. I mean, look at our A-game players. You know, you look at the big companies out there. These are 30-year-old kids that have invented ideas and put them out on the internet.
Are you impressed with what they're doing in Chicago? For example, Howard Tolman at 1871.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's a, you know, and that's happening all over the world.
This is what we ought to mention for those who don't know. It is in the merchandise mart, and it's this growing, expansive, underwritten by the Pritzker money, I mean, it can be an incubator. It brings together all the resources that somebody with a great business idea mm-hmm. can take immediate advantage of and go to market pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think the brilliance of what they're doing is they split the internet into two different directions. They've got the engineers that develop it on the back end and then the design front ends. So, I mean, everyone's seeing, any investor's seeing the internet as not only something that's a phenomenon that has happened, but who are the new architects? Who's going to create the content and the stories and really utilize it as a marketplace?
And Jimmy Allen, you're saying in part, it's going to be you.
I would like to be a part of that.
All right. So what are you doing for now and the future in this thing called gravity building? Explain the name, first of all.
So, well, gravity is, theory of relativity is that it bends space and time. It's pretty dynamic. We don't notice it, but everything affects everything else. And it sort of creates a community out of the universe, if you will. It's all relation. So what we want to do in gravity building is create relationships in an under-resourced area. And we think we can build these buildings in under-resourced areas all over America and tie these communication networks together. So it's really trying to take that experience I had as a child, where opportunity is the key thing. You want people, young people, to get opportunity, and then they can take those opportunities and get experience, and it just kind of unravels that way.
What about the non-young people like me? I mean, I've got ideas too.
Most of my clients are, older than I am. They're baby boomers, and so we're serving them. But what I think is going to happen is you're going to be able to get double duty out of that. You're going to be able to
use the best
talent
of both.
Talent of the young and match it up with
the
those
experience
that are,
and insights of the older.
Yep.
I bet you're having to explain the name of the building a lot. It's not self-evident.
It's not, but it's... it's a powerful, metaphor, if you will. It's amazing that, even just seeing Interstellar. If you've seen Interstellar, they rip that apart with gravity. I mean, the idea that something bigger, and we live in a reality like that. These big corporations, like Walmart, has a lot of gravitational pull.
Yeah, that's
right?
Like its own planet. It's
almost,
got a force.
Yeah. Yeah. They could get their own planet, I think, if they wanted,
But you see companies that for a time mm-hmm. are getting it. They're doing it mm-hmm. right. If it's Apple, Walmart maybe itself, though mm-hmm. I guess there's been some drop off there. But it's the self-sustaining challenge that is so difficult to figure out how to always have the latest, greatest idea to keep you ahead of the curve.
Yeah. And really, that is the heartbeat of what we're trying to do. It's really, I'm just... as a journalist, as my heartbeat is journalism, and I look at people's stories, and when I look around at the young people that I work with, they're the future, and the things that they think and their abilities, their talents, I really just want to build facilities where we can, help facilitate that. A lot like what 1871's doing, or any other collective space where you're putting talent in there, and you're talking about a new knowledge economy. I mean, there's authors like Daniel Pink, Seth Resnick, they're all talking about, hey, look, there's something going on here, and it isn't just commodities anymore.
Do you know Jason, what's it, from 39 Signals, Jason
yeah.
Fried?
Yeah.
I've had him on this show, too.
Basecamp ripped it open. Yeah. I mean, 15 years ago, nobody could client manage on the internet for any kind of agency. And now with 37 Signals and Basecamp, that's what we all use. And you could set up a shop in anywhere in the world, and everybody be tied in and working on a central project just with that, come right out of Chicago.
So you were successful before, and mm-hmm. you buy this building. As it grows, maybe even for the purchase of the building, did you need to get financing, and were you able to convince lenders that your vision was sound?
So, I think the real challenge there is, and that's it, is financing. How do we start to re-look at the structure where investment isn't just asset related? So if you have money, you can get more money. But when you're talking about a knowledge economy and people have good ideas, it's happening in places like Silicon Valley, and there's investment going on. The Middle East, Israel's a huge incubation place right now. But you've got to free up the money. And there's more money in the world today than there ever has been. And how do you free up some of that money in finding it matching up with great ideas?
So a new lending model has to evolve, are you thinking? A new way of thinking about
lending?
It's
trying. It is trying. I mean, there's, we see it here and there, but basically, to get these ideas off the ground, you got to have the lending, and we don't have that structure right now. We have asset lending through banking, and they're not lending money, particularly to ideas.
But is there a large demand from the idea universe for money?
And that has to do with the idea of incubation. Maybe the ideas aren't even get developed into good business plans. That's that's basic stuff. So that's what we want to do in the Gravity Building, is help entrepreneurs, help young people take ideas, build them into viable, you know, financeable ideas, and get them going.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a pause here, and then I want to come back and have you sort of give us a virtual tour with words of what the Gravity Building is and what you hope it's going to be. His name is Jimmy Allen. The Gravity Building is his business. And Gravity, what was this other kind of marketing company that you were doing?
Bureau Gravity is the marketing company.
What's it called again?
Bureau.
Bureau Gravity.
The Bureau.
Translate that name.
Just like a news bureau.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when I was part of the newspaper downfall or the taking apart of it, but the newsroom, when you walked into it, you had all of the disciplines in there creating what was, you know, compelling information for people. So we picked up on Bureau and we're kind of recreating
that. So
you
like names that are not immediately understandable. It's not like Jimmy's Pizza Joint. Get that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that works, but not on the internet.
Yeah. All right. More of our conversation coming up. Jimmy Allen, I told you about his LinkedIn profile. He's met presidents. Who were the presidents you met?
I met Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton. The key to that meeting was cool. I was an intern, a photo intern at the White House. He walked out of the Oval Office, and we walked up to each other. No one introduced me to him. So I feel like that's part of my story, is that learn to use a tool, and it'll take you places.
But have guts. Don't go, he wouldn't want to talk to me.
Oh, yeah.
Just make it happen.
Well, I was kind of stuck, actually. I couldn't walk away. He was walking up to me. I was standing at the,
The LinkedIn says presidents.
Presidents. Oh, well, Obama, just photographing Obama at the his inauguration and stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. The Gravity Building, how tall is it? How many stories?
It's a three-story building, 17,000 square feet.
100 years old.
100 years old. And what's cool is the guy who built it originally, Coates, he thought the automobile was going to become Vogue. Build a building that he could store cars on all three floors to show as a showroom.
He was right.
He was right on. So we're hoping.
But it was never used for that purpose,
Two for two. Yeah, it was actually years and years.
Too bad those cars aren't still around.
It would be nice if they were still in there, yeah.
So how full is Gravity Building?
Well, right now it's empty.
And how many years have you been working on it?
I've owned it for 4 years now. We've sandblasted it, cleaned it, and we've just been
Is this
looking.
All part of the plan to be spending money over these many years?
No, it's not. The real plan is to get financing to build it out, which is just infrastructure.
So you were just talking about how frustrating that is.
Yeah, it's really frustrating. And I think it's indicative of downtown America's right now, all over, where we basically have old buildings that need a lot of rehab, and this building needs about $1.4 million in rehab. So we get in there and make it safe. But the only way to get that financing is, at this point, our option is new market tax credits, which is basically the federal government looking at areas that are census tract under-resourced. And so then VCs can pull their money, or larger companies can pull their money and make it accessible to companies like me.
When did you realize that was a decent path to pursue?
It was divergent thinking. I just never gave up. Just kept thinking. Came across, I'd been turned down by banks and talked to VCs that wanted, half the company before we even started, which makes it hard because it's a little bit of art and science. We're basically working in a agency model. We want to invite people into the building to use it, and we're in an under-resourced area. So,
So your vision is far from being realized. Does this mean you're living on spam and crackers?
We're still eating. We had our best year this year, and we had the best
from what
gross
income?
Revenue.
Your other business?
The marketing company. So,
yeah. So lucky for that.
Yes, thankfully.
That's sustaining you.
That's what's going.
Yeah.
Yep.
How committed are you to the concept of success in this building?
Success for me is a little bit, I know it's all about financial generally, but I mean, success for me is getting a community in there. I grew up in a place that I wanted out of, and I know a lot of kids live in under-resourced neighborhoods. They live in our area. And if they don't get introduced to basically pathways to move forward, to get the kind of experiences they need to be viable in the new market, it's not going to happen.
So, how are you going to generate upwards of $40 million in local development improvements?
Yeah. It's an economic
formula. Tell us about what's supposed to happen. If this building was brimming with whomever it is you want in there, what will they be doing? How is that going to help the neighborhood?
Well, what's really interesting, and it comes down to square footage. You can rent square footage for a dollar amount. And downtown Aurora, there's a dollar amount that any square footage will rent for. It's ballpark, you could be somewhere
$10
a square foot.
$32.
So just a simple formula is that if you put people in a shared space environment, Our building, if say even at 50% capacity, would be around $30 a square foot. So we not only have a little bit of a passive income model where we're renting space, but we also have the shared space opportunity of Bureau Gravity working out of there, and then Gravity Institute, which this is where we're going to teach kids. And there's some, you know, there's revenue there as well, where you're teaching people and pushing them through.
When I asked you earlier about the commitment you have to the vision, this isn't pie in the sky, Pollyanna kind of wild daydreaming.
Nope.
This is a concept that you think absolutely will gain traction, not just in Aurora, Illinois, mm-hmm. but across the country.
100%.
Why?
Absolutely. Because it's necessary. People need it. It's kind of like...
Why isn't it being done then?
It is. Here in Chicago, right downtown here, if you know, within stone's throw of where we're at now.
So it's not 1871. This is a different kind of thing, because that's already a developed high-rent area.
Yeah, and those areas are filled with people in shared space environments. Again, this generation coming up generally does... We don't want to work in places that have walls. We work in collectives. I mean, we work in groups and on projects. So my company, if somebody comes to us and hires us, then we build a team around that client. And if we build a bunch of walls, every time we had something change or want to do something different, or even shoot a film or a video or still photography, it's going to change the environment. So these open spaces, all of this large loft space that we have in Chicagoland is ideal for a new generation to work in, and the square footage values go up. So it's a matter of getting the folks that have the money to lend to recognize that and see this trend. And they are. It's starting to
become
recognized.
You think it's a matter of time before you have your breakout critical mass moment?
It's hard to say this, but I think I'm ahead of the curve on this. I just like to land it before everyone figures it out. Because I'm an entrepreneur.
Want to make a little money there, too, don't you? Here's somebody from 312 asking, is Gravity building at 1223 South Michigan? Is there even a South Michigan in Aurora?
There is not.
All right.
We're in LaSalle. Yeah.
What's
Did
the address?
Say Michigan?
We're at
56 Road. South LaSalle.
And that neighborhood is what else? Warehouses?
Yeah, empty buildings. They're generally older owners, building owners that are retiring or trying to sell and get some, you know, get their properties sold for a good value.
How do we keep track of you to find out when you've got that brass ring in your finger?
You can check out gravitybuilding.com or you can look at jimmyallen.com. It's J-I-M-I-A-L-L-E-N. Or look me up on the internet and you can find out what we're doing.
All right, Jimmy Allen. Thanks for coming into the Allstate Showcase Studio. Now you can pattern your little internet radio studio on a real studio, huh?
That's right. Thanks, Bill.